Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, my name is Justin Hamilton and welcome to Big Squid. On today's Chitter Chatter episode, The Chase Australia's Bryden Coverdale returns to talk to us about Reg Spears, and we'll find out what's in the box. Start your week with some Chitter Chatter. We're back for a brand new episode of Chitter Chatter, and joining me this week is Bryden Coverdale. How are you this morning, mate?
Yeah, pretty good, Justin. How are you?
I am well, thank you. I've had lots of people writing to me and suggesting what their names could have been used for after our previous episode. What do you have for us today?
Well, funnily enough, this is a story about a person whose name is also an aptonym, but that's pure coincidence. It was unrelated. There's a guy called Reg Spears, who was a javelin thrower. but the interesting part of his story is, so he's an Australian athlete, competed in the Commonwealth Games in 1962 over in the UK. He was trying to qualify for the 1964 Olympics, and he sort of failed to do so here in Australia. Went to England to try and qualify there, failed. And so all of a sudden he was like, all right, I've got to get home to my wife and daughter. It's my daughter's birthday soon. He was out of money. He'd been working at the airport in London in the like in the cargo shed or something like that. But he had no money. He had no money to get back home. So if you're a bloke who needs to get from England to Australia and you work in the sort of packing cargo shed at the airport, what do? He packed himself.
Well, personally, I would have saved money and bought the cheapest ticket when they were on sale. But you know what? This seems like a good idea.
Absolutely. So he worked out that the largest box that could be, you know, registered to, you know, go in the cargo hold of an airplane would be something that he could squeeze into himself. So he had a friend basically build a box that was just exactly the right size. It would have actually been costly to send a box like that. So what he did was he marked it cash on delivery sent it to some company in Australia that didn't exist. And he just thought, oh, I'll worry about that when I get there. By that time, I'll be in Australia. So it's all good.
Wow.
He shut himself in this box, which could open from the inside with like a little bit of food and water and stuff. And, you know, in those days, it was a pretty long sort of trip. He was connecting through India and somewhere else, I think. He had no money. He actually made it. He made it to Australia, landed in Perth, got himself out of the airport, put on a suit like that he sort of had with him as well, and just walked out. And but the problem was he had to hitchhike his way to Adelaide where he lived. So that took him days and days and days. And in the meantime, his mate in England who had built him the box hadn't heard from him and was a bit worried. And so he went to the authorities and said, got this friend Reg who you know, posted himself to Australia in an aeroplane. And so he became this this sort of celebrity at the time because everyone suddenly found out about it. So politicians were kind of just like Aussie politicians were trying to jump on the bandwagon and say, "Oh, mate, this is great." You know, he didn't end up having to pay for it at all. He successfully made it home for his daughter's birthday. Successfully posted himself to save the price of a plane ticket. Unfortunately, his life sort of went off the rails a bit after that. He was arrested on drug charges in the 80s. I think he was that sort of character who would just,
yeah,
have a bit of a crack at anything.
Yeah.
But I just love the idea that he is this Australian bloke in England, can't afford a plane ticket, so he just packs himself in a box and sends himself home on an aeroplane.
Like, here's the thing. If you pull that off, like, there's a part of me that's like, well, I'm done.
Yeah,
there's all my luck because heaps of things could have gone wrong on flight. Like something could have fallen on him.
Yeah.
Like he could have frozen, couldn't he, or asphyxiated, or.
Well, I think the cargo hold is pressure or, you know,
right.
Yeah, it's essentially the same as the cabin. He said he was on the tarmac in Mumbai or somewhere like that in like extreme heat, for hours and hours. And he took off all his clothes and was completely naked. And he said, yeah, well, that would have been fun if they'd opened the box at that point. found a naked man in there. He was actually in the 1980s, he was arrested on drug charges in Sri Lanka and, sentenced to death, but an appeal, and you know, got off that and came back to Australia to serve a bit of a sentence here. And he was interviewed on TV a few years ago about it all. It's one of those lives that you just kind of go, wow, how have I not heard of this before? This seems like something that I should have heard of.
Oh yeah, it sounds like it should be a movie of some sort as well. But also, part of what I find fascinating about what you just said is that politicians heard about it and went, great.
Yeah, absolutely. They were like, oh, this is the Aussie spirit, you know. You can imagine someone, you know, doing that these days as well. So some politician just jumping on the bandwagon and going, good Aussie battler. He's, you know, found his way home. Aussie ingenuity, all that sort of stuff.
It was very different times. And it's also such different times that if anyone's thinking it's a good idea now, just go and check how much it costs to post things. You might find that actually buying a ticket overseas is actually cheaper.
That's right. And you would certainly be scanned and they would find a human figure in the box. I don't think the X-ray things existed, so he was able to get away with it.
Yeah, they just looked at a box and went, yep, that's a box.
Yeah.
Send it on its way. That's great. Brian, thank you so much for that. Your book, The Quizmasters, is in bookstores and people can buy online versions, electronic versions that they can download. Where can people find you when they're looking for you during the week?
You can find me on Twitter, Brian Coverdale, and on Instagram as well. I've been trying to do some daily trivia questions there on Instagram as well. So if you want to find me on there.
Oh, yeah.
If you're interested in more of this stuff.
It's really handy. I've caught up with a lot of things as well. I had no idea that Aaron Fitch was retiring until you started posting stuff. So it's come in really handy for me as well. Cheers. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Justin.
Another fantastic topic from Bryden. I enjoyed that one a lot. I don't know if I actually knew that story at all. Like, sometimes you'll hear things and you go, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that. But that one... I honestly don't know if I was across that one. So it's a really funny one to look up as well. Like, once you hear the story, you know, I went and did a little bit of Googling and it was pretty fantastic. So go and check out some of the photos on that. While I think of it, I know we already mentioned it, but if you love trivia, if you're a fan of trivia and you're looking for presents for old people or young people, or maybe it's just for you, check out Bryden's book, The Quizmasters. It's fantastic. It's a really fun read. It's a really easy read. And if you're especially a fan of Australian stuff, you will find a lot of stuff to really dig into, you know, the quiz world here and how it's taken the whole country by storm. I'm back with a new Big Squid podcast tomorrow, and we are returning with comedian Bron Lewis for another entertaining chat. You may have heard Bron Lewis on this podcast before. She's a fairly new comedian to the scene, but I don't know what it is. I've talked about this with Claire Hooper, actually. Bron just kind of feels like someone I've known for a long time, and we have maybe hung out four times, but we get along really well. She's a really fun and interesting chat. She comes at things from a slightly different angle, and if you're not across her work, I think this would be a fun introduction to her. And if you are across her work, well, this is another opportunity just to get to know her better. I hope you have a relaxing start to the week. I hope you have a good week, and I will speak to you again soon. Until then.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.